The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The landfall of Hurricane Milton. It is going to be deadly and catastrophic, according to officials. Millions of people currently leaving Florida ahead of the storm's arrival. Everyone and anyone has been issuing warnings to people in the state. Here is the Democratic presidential nominee and the vice president, Kamala Harris, calling for everybody to take the hurricane seriously.
I just can't stress enough. This hurricane coming to Florida is and predicted to be historic in terms of how serious and devastating it will be. And I urge every and anybody who is watching or has family members in that area, please, please, please take seriously your local officials' admonition to you. If they're telling you to evacuate, get your stuff and go. If they're, whatever they're telling you, because, you know, we got to, you know, Floridians, tough folks, been through a lot. But this is going to be different than they've been before. And I know a lot of folks might think, I've been through this. I grew up here. I've seen it all. I'll be fine. This one is going to be different.
That was the vice president, Democratic presidential nominee as well, Kamala Harris, speaking about Hurricane Milton. She's right. There are people, you don't have to dig too deep online to find them on X and other platforms, suggesting they are not going anywhere. They're going to try and ride out the storm, they say. But what are they going to be riding out? What is it going to look like? Jackie Goddard is with me, Miami correspondent for The Times of London. Jackie, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you.
So what's the latest there? What's the situation in Florida?
Well, conditions are beginning to deteriorate across the Florida Peninsula. Hurricane Milton is currently a compact storm out at sea. But as its eye wall, the pressure inside the eye wall rises, the reach, that expanse of the storm and its deadly winds will increase before it meets landfall. So the warnings from the Vice President, Kamala Harris, there are being echoed across this state by every single official who can possibly shout loud enough, just get out of evacuation zones. That's not to say the entire state of Florida empties out. The evacuations affect these mandatory oceanfront or ocean surge areas or inland flood zones. If you live in one, you know about it and you know to heed the warnings. Unfortunately, there are always people who don't, but on this occasion, we are seeing a pretty massive exodus over the last few days for to points inland, points away from the water and points away from where that massive surge is just going to inundate towns and cities.
And where do we expect that to be? So where is the storm, where is the hurricane going to make landfall?
So the landfall is expected to be anywhere around the Tampa Bay area, Tampa being the most vulnerable city in the entire northern U.S. for ocean storm surge just because of its topography. Or it could make landfall north of that, which would still be bad for Tampa, or south of that, which would be better for Tampa but worse for cities like Sarasota, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, which have already had a battering over the last couple of years anyway from large storms too. This one is particularly powerful. At its core, the hurricane force winds extend outwards about 30 miles in all directions at the moment, and that will broaden. So the combination of winds, but most particularly the catastrophic storm surge, is what people fear.
And what, beyond kind of warning people in certain areas that they have to leave, a mandatory evacuation order, and maybe recommending in other areas that they leave or they take mitigating measures, what have state and federal agencies done to prepare?
It's actually been an enormous effort, both by the state and the federal authorities. The state, of course, is in a hurricane zone. We're used to hurricanes here. Unfortunately, this one just larger than usual, or larger than, you know, average. There's been a massive flood of help. There are nearly now 50,000 linemen, that's electricity repair workers, either en route to the state or in the state at staging points, ready to move through the state and start fixing downed electricity lines. Of course, getting electricity back to neighborhoods is going to be the first stage for recovery. There are 34 search and rescue units in the immediate vicinity of where landfall is expected. There are Black Hawk helicopters. There are tons and tons of disaster relief meals and medical care staged. There are 126 shelters open, so if people feel they can't get out of town, but they can at least get out of, you know, Dodge, they can head to community shelters. There are 600 ambulances that have helped to evacuate 232 medical facilities to get patients to higher ground. So this has been a massive all-hands effort. We're never short of disaster help here, and this is no exception. And the federal government, too, has been very apparent on the ground and very there and with it, with its resources.
So how long might people be in danger for? How long is this going to last? How long will it be overland?
So for a few hours. So we're expecting for landfall to be tonight. And when we talk about landfall, that's the eye of the storm. That's the most powerful core winds. But winds are beginning to start to, you know, lash the area somewhat already. And we expect those winds to last throughout a lot of tomorrow. But the most catastrophic and deadly power of the storm will be at its core, which is going to be in the small hours of tonight into Thursday morning.
Jackie Goddard is the Miami correspondent for the Times of London. We will keep you updated because I know, like I say, lots of people will have been to this part of the world, so they maybe feel they know it, or they will certainly have friends or family maybe who have been there or are living there, and they will want to know exactly what is happening. The storm surge, as Jackie described, is the issue. There's going to be very, very high winds in excess maybe of 150 miles an hour, which will cause damage. But it's the storm surge. And what that means is that out at sea, all of this water is kind of essentially blown into the center of this storm, and the sea level rises, but that's not noticeable when the sea is deep. And then as you get closer to the shore and it gets shallower and shallower, that sea is pushed upwards and then pushed on land with the storm. So that's effectively what it is. It's just a wall of seawater sweeping over the Florida coastline. And that is what people are worried about, because they're saying that the surge could be between 10 and 15 feet high. So that's up to about 4.5 meters. How tall is that? If you want to imagine it, an Irish bungalow. An Irish bungalow is about 4.5 meters tall at its eaves. Imagine an Irish bungalow height of seawater as a surge flowing across the countryside. That is why people in those parts of Florida have been told there's a mandatory evacuation order. But as Jackie says, inevitably, people are going to ignore it. And already, like I say, I found people online suggesting they are going to ride it out. Royston Brady is with me. People will remember Royston as the former Lord Mayor of Dublin. Royston, you're welcome to the show and thanks for speaking to us. So are you guys on the move?
Sorry, we've moved out of the house. We live kind of between Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And as you said there yourself, they're expecting the hurricane to make landfall sometime after midnight. And already you're experiencing, you know, the outer bands of it. We expect some serious flooding. Now, luckily enough, we won't experience what they're going to get over in Sarasota and Tampa, because it's coming in from that direction. But there's very few parts of Florida that are not going to be affected by this hurricane, such as the footprint that it has. Overnight, it grew from 80 square miles to over 150 square miles, which is just a massive storm.
And Jackie was explaining to us as well, Royston, that it's not only the winds, it's the storm surge, which essentially is this kind of wall of seawater that's going to wash over the coastline. And when it makes landfall, and it means that people have been told to evacuate the areas. How busy has it been on the roads? What's the atmosphere like? What's the weather like at the moment as people have been trying to move?
Yeah, it's starting to get quite rainy and but at the moment now, it's that eerie feeling just before it happened that roads are fully cleared now. You can really get around quite easily if you were out there, because if they haven't moved at this stage, there was a huge exodus from Tampa down as far as Naples, Marco Island yesterday, and they had anything up to 6 miles tailbacks trying to get out. But now at this stage, as you said, it really is all about the dangerous storm surge and stuff. And are there properties that I'm at the moment that I'm based at? I mean, obviously, we take all the precautions that we can. We deploy tiger dams around the property. But there's only so much you can really do. You really have to sit and wait to see what happens. City of Miami is under a full state of emergency. However, they did keep the bridges and the roads open because obviously a lot of these people, some of them can't afford to go as far as Georgia and head up north. So some of them are just coming laterally across Florida and they're coming into Fort Lauderdale and Miami at the moment. But at this stage, pretty much now in the next hour or two, all of that is done. Hotels have filled up. Anyone that remained open, a lot of restaurants, a lot of businesses closed down. Anywhere around the beach area is very, very quiet at the moment.
And listen, a storm of this nature and a storm surge of this nature, of course, the primary concern people are going to have is loss of life. After a couple of days, I guess the concern you and maybe others in the business community might have as well is just the level of damage that's going to be done and how long business might be shut down for.
Yeah, it's so unpredictable. I mean, I've talked to some colleagues this morning that are over that side. Previously, one of the storms, just last week, you had the storm that passed through, or the hurricane that passed through, Helene, and that's the damage that's done. It's put some hotels out of commission for 6 to 8 weeks already, and that's before this one comes in on top of it. And I think there's a real palpable sense of urgency that, you know, I've been living here 10 years that I haven't seen before. And it's because of what happened last week. Nobody expected that hurricane to come across Florida the way it did. But it ended up out in North Carolina, which was quite remarkable. And it flattened parts of Asheville and places that you wouldn't really associate with hurricanes or hurricane season. So that's what makes it so worrisome at the moment for everybody, because people are just very apprehensive. You know, it can pivot slightly at the last minute. That's happened before back in 2017 with Hurricane Irma. It kind of shifted at the last minute and the keys got flattened and they were just decimated. And it takes years for some of these places to get back. I mean, Marco Island got hit last year and Naples, and they're pretty much only recovering. And now this is coming in on top of them again. So, yeah, it's definitely worrying times. There's no doubt about it.
Well, listen, Royston, I hope you and family stay safe. Thanks a million for speaking to us. Royston Brady, living in Florida for the last number of years. People will remember Royston, of course, the former Lord Mayor of Dublin. Todd Gross is with me now, TikTok meteorologist. Todd, you're welcome to the show. What is the latest on the weather front?
Okay, I've really given it a hard look so that I'd be as knowledgeable as possible on this call. And basically, the storm has weakened, but not a whole lot. It's still a Category 4 storm, as you mentioned. And even since that time that they put out that statement, it's weakened slightly more, but it's still a formidable storm. The big question is, where exactly is it going to go at the last minute? We know where it's going in general, but the problem is that the city of Tampa and St. Petersburg are right in the way of the storm, but just barely off the track by a few miles. Now, if it was to shift north by literally just 5 or 10 miles, then it would be a complete catastrophe on those cities. And that's the big problem. And everybody is just, you know, holding their breath and waiting to see what happens with that.
And at what time this evening is it expected to make landfall, the worst part of the storm, this famous kind of surge people are talking about?
Yeah, that surge is going to start later this evening, and by midnight, the storm's going to move ashore. So right around midnight, 1 a.m., that's when it's coming ashore, and then it's going to just zip across Florida and cause damage in other communities in Florida as well. And again, the farther north it is, the more damage that's going to occur to the populated regions. So it's a really big nail biter here as to whether or not this is going to be one of the worst storms ever in the United States, or if it's going to be just a few communities that get hit with the hardest. But the other factor that's there, too, is the rain. And, you know, this it's already rain soaked from Helene from just 10 or 11 days ago. And now you have another foot of rain on top of that. That could cause catastrophic flooding in a small part of Florida, too. So that's also an issue. And it looks like the populated areas are going to get that rain either way.
And Todd, in terms of kind of answering those questions as to how bad it might be, we won't know until it has come and gone. When will that be? How long is the worst expected to last?
It's going to be fairly fast, but not, it's going to have quite a backlash or backwash, as it's called. So even though the worst is going to be from now until around Well, that's pretty long. You know, it's funny. The reason that it's a funny question is because originally it was a very small storm. But just before the call, literally in the last few hours, it's grown in size quite a bit. So the storm already has started there. So it's from now until around 4 or 5 in the morning that's the worst. But then it's going to linger for another, you know, several hours after that. So it's still not going to be over until later tomorrow morning.
And what's caused it to grow so significantly in a short space of time, Todd?
It's grown in size for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's becoming what's known as an extratropical storm. You're familiar with those, and you may not even realize it. You know how sometimes you get those big storms in Ireland that come off the Atlantic, and it really throws you for a loop, but you got all this wind and rain coming out of them, and you're saying, how did that happen? Well, those start as hurricanes sometimes, and then they transform into an extratropical storm, and then they hit you, but they don't have the name anymore, so you don't even realize it's the same hurricane. Well, it's making that transition right now, and when that transition happens, it becomes larger in size. So that's one of the reasons. The other reason is it merged with an area of rain that was sitting right offshore, and that kind of got wrapped into the storm. So it's almost double, I'd say, what it was just 12 hours ago.
All right. Well, listen, Todd, we thank you for the update and all the knowledge as well, and for sharing it with us. So many people listening will be familiar with Florida from family trips over there, or maybe they've got family there, family who have been on the move over recent days, getting out of the worst affected areas. We hope they've all gotten out of the worst affected areas anyway. Todd Gross is a TikTok meteorologist. Todd, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.